We're back for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dal Corns. And we're going to give you another approximately 53 minutes of modern mainstream jazz. So we hope you'll stick around for the second segment. We're going to do another thing by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, trumpet man Donald Byrd, from his Blue Note album called Mustang. Cut in June of 1966. Back with Donald on trumpet is Sonny Red, also known as Sylvester Kiner, on alto sax, the great Hank Mobley on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, who at that time was probably just starting to work with the John Coltrane Quartet, Walter Booker on bass, Freddie Watts on John drums. This is a title track called Mustang. Thank you. Yet another board fade. I think there's our third board fade tonight. That was not done here in our studio. That was done in the recording studio. So we won't take blame for that. That was a title track from a Blue Note album put out by our highlight artist, Donald Byrd, called Mustang. And we also had Sonny Red on alto there, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Walter Booker on bass, Freddie Waits on drums. Mustang. Okay, Al, what are we going to do next?
Next we'll hear from a group led by trombone artist Jimmy Cleveland. It's from a Mercury LP entitled A Map of Jimmy Cleveland. It features Jimmy on trombone, Ray Copeland on trumpet, Ernie Royal on flugelhorn, Don Butterfield on tuba, Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Junior Mance on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And they're going to do an Irving Berlin tune entitled Marie.
Thank you.
That was the Irving Berlin classic Marie, with Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Ray Copeland on trumpet, Ernie Royal on flugelhorn, Don Butterfield on tuba, Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Junior Mance on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. That was from a Mercury LP released in 1959 entitled A Map of Jimmy Cleveland.
Next up is an album by Donald Byrd, done on the Blue Note label in Hackensack, New Jersey, in the recording studios of the one of the great jazz recording engineers, Rudy Van Gelder. It's a Blue Note album called Off to the Races. And this time Donald Byrd brings into the studio with him Jackie McLean on alto sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, always a first call, backup rhythm section piano man, countless albums that he made, the wonderful Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor's back on drums. And this is a little thing that was written by Donald Byrd called Down Tempo. From Donald Byrd's album Off to the Races, and it was also a Donald Byrd composition called Down Tempo, with a fine ensemble including Jackie McLean on alto sax and Wynton Kelly on piano. Al, what are you going to do next?
Next we'll hear from Andre Previn. This is from a contemporary LP entitled Andre Previn and Pals Play Pal Joey, and it features Andre on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. They're going to do a Rodgers and Hart tune entitled Do It the Hard Way. Thank you. was the Rodgers and Hart tune, Do It the Hard Way, featuring Andre Previn on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. That was from a contemporary LP released in 1957 entitled Andre Previn and His Pals Play Pal Joey.
Another working group that trumpet man Donald Byrd put together was a group they called the Jazz Lab. And he co-led that group with alto sax man, composer, and arranger Gigi Grice, very, very talented gentleman. And this is from their album, Modern Jazz Perspective. Besides Byrd and Grice on trumpet and alto sax, respectively, they have an interesting ensemble, gets an interesting sound. Jimmy Cleveland on trombone. He played a track, heard a track by Jimmy that Al had played earlier. Julius Watkins on French horn. Sahib Sahab on baritone. Don Bedefield on tuba. Wynton Kelly on piano. Wilma Marshall on bass. Art Taylor on drums. Cut in New York City in 1957. And listen carefully for the sound of the ensemble, where you have the French horn and the tuba and the baritone sax included in the arrangements. And this is a composition that was written by Gigi Grice called Social Call. Neat little swinger written by the alto sax man on that track, co-leader Gigi Grice. He co-led that group with our highlight artist of the week, Donald Byrd. They had a organization that was a working group for some time, cut several albums. They called their group the Jazz Lab, and that was Social Call, written by Gigi Grice. So what's next on the playlist tonight, Al?
Next, we'll hear from the Arch Martin Quintet. This is from an LP entitled New Jazz from Kansas City. The leader of the group, Arch Martin, is a trombonist who did some work with Claude Thornhill's band, did some work with Woody Herbin's band, and appeared in some club dates with Bob Brookmeyer and also with Clark Terry. But he's about the only one that did much outside of Kansas City. So in addition to Art on trombone, we'll hear from Dick Busey on tenor sax, Jay Shore on piano, Dave Reiser on bass, and John Tirabasso on drums. They're going to do a tune Dick Busey wrote entitled 6 a.m. Blues. Thank you. Was the Arch Martin Quintet with a tune written by Dick Busey, the tenor sax artist in the group, and featuring along with him Arch Martin on trombone, Jay Shore on piano, Dave Reiser on bass, and John Tirabasso on drums, also known as John Terry. That was from a Zephyr LP released in 1957 entitled New Jazz from Kansas City.
Here's another track from the early part of Trumpet Man, early Donald Byrd's career. This is cut on that small independent label out of the Boston area called Transition, which eventually went through many hands and ended up in the Blue Note catalog and released on a Blue Note 2-CD set. And it was called the Transition Sessions. This is a little thing called Phil T. McNasty's Blues, and it shows it as a traditional. In other words, there's no copyright on it, belongs to the public domain. I got a sneaking suspicion it was written by the piano player, but I'm not so sure. Anyway, we've got Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, the great Kenny Burrell on guitar, Duke Jordan on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Let's listen to Phil T. McNasty's Blues. A nice slow down home blues put together by Donald Byrd and his ensemble, and you had nice solos there by Donald Byrd on trumpet, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Hank Mobley on tenor sax. So what's next on your playlist, Al?
Next we'll hear from a group led by trumpeter Art Farmer. This is from a United Artists LP entitled Modern Art, and it features Art on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Bill Evans on piano, Edison Farmer on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. And they're going to do an Eddie DeLange, Jimmy Van Heusen tune entitled Darn That Dream. That was Darn That Dream, featuring Art Farmer on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Bill Evans on piano, Edison Farmer on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. That was from a United Artists LP released in 1958 entitled Modern Art.
Been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM for the last 2 hours. Some of the best in modern mainstream jazz. We'll be back next Sunday night from 8 to 10. We hope you'll join us. We're going to close it out with Donald Byrd playing a composition written by tenor sax man Jimmy Heath called All Members.